On the show today, we have Trellance's very own Paolo Teotino and Calera's Velko Farina talking about the Trellance-Calera partnership to build a new communication solution, kind of bridging the gap between data sources and member messaging. Pretty cool stuff here, so check it out. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a couple of fine gentlemen in our midst. And the one closest to me is Paolo Teotino from Trellance. Paolo, how are you, sir?
I'm very good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. And then right next to you in person, you guys are in person, which is a great, great sign, is Calera's very own Velko Farina. Velko, how are you, sir?
Very well. And really nice here in Tampa, you know, as opposed to like New York weather.
Got that right. Got that right. And the good news is that you guys are there together and you guys just had a conference, in-person conference, Trellance did, and it went really, really well. So these are good signs of things opening back up and getting back to somewhat normal of what we were doing in 2019. So this is great stuff. Speaking of great stuff, let's talk about the Trellance and Calera partnership. You guys are building a new communications solution kind of to bridge the gap between data sources and member messaging. Pretty exciting stuff here, gentlemen. So, Velko, I'm going to start with you. I just want to get a quick, before we dive into the communication solution here, give us a quick summary on Calera. What do you guys do and what are you all about?
Sure. So Calera is defined as a communication platform as a service, CPaaS for short. And we manage all the communication between brands, usually financial services or like bigger enterprise, and their own customers. So whatever the form, whatever the protocol channel, we manage that.
Okay.
So you see that in things like simple as one-time password. So when you need two-factor authentication or you need an SMS with a code, that's something that we power. Or it could be like something more complex like chatbot, push notification, onboarding customers, helping them with frictionless experience.
Fantastic, fantastic. And Paolo, tell me about the partnership you guys have struck up with the fine folks at Calera. What sparked it to kind of build this new communication solution?
Yeah, so I'm very, very excited, Mike, to have Calera joining our partnership program for two reasons. I mean, Velko and I have been kind of school friends, like a long time ago. We were like, yeah, we were at university together in Milan.
Wow.
So it's kind of a, you know, big pleasure for me to do business with you know, with a friend of mine.
Well, that's awesome.
So that was my first reason. But more importantly, for the credit union industry, you know, we really want to, you know, as you know, we're building this ecosystem of partners and application on top of our data analytics platform. And we want to make sure that, you know, we help the credit union to engage and improve their kind of member experience. So we thought that a company like Calera and their kind of communication as a service platform really can help, you know, members to be more engaged, receive an up-to-date notification about, you know, transactions, their loan application, and other kind of product and services they are buying from the credit union. So using the power of analytics coming from our Calera 360 platform together with the power of messaging and communication coming from Calera can be really, really important value position for the members and the credit union.
No doubt, no doubt. And Velko, let's get to the crux of the conversation here. So what is this new communication solution that you guys have are building with Trellance? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. I would say, first of all, it's pretty open. It depends on like the use cases that we're going to have with the credit unions. But the good news is, for example, you were giving, Paolo, you were giving a presentation this morning and you were talking about simplifying the process, understanding more members of credit unions, deliver superior mobile experience. And I think the last point was like upsell and cross-sell. And I was thinking on all this stuff, one by one, we can help.
Yeah.
Because in some way, we're pairing a communication module with whatever you're doing as a member of the credit union. So in case you need to simplify the process, do you want to call a call center, or do you want to do this with a low effort channel like automated messages where you can say, look, I don't know, check my balance, and you can send a message and receive a message back from the credit union. And the way we're triggering these messages up to the credit union, and we are happy to work with them to understand how to structure the customer journey.
Fantastic. And Paolo, so why create something like this for credit unions? Kind of a devil's advocate question here. So what are credit unions doing now in this area that they're lacking and that this really enhances that process?
Yeah, I think the credit union kind of during the pandemic and particularly now post-pandemic, hopefully, you know, they kind of realize the importance of member engagement and kind of having a tight communication with a member, which is kind of more digital kind of communication rather than, you know, physical, traditional type of engagement with a member. We know that, you know, members have issues in being at the branch right now, and therefore, like, having this digital channel, a way to interact, like two-way interaction with the credit union and members, is going to be very important, you know, for the future success of the credit union industry. So what we are doing as a company at Trellance, we are kind of empowering the data so the credit union can take better decisions and offer better services and product to their members. But that's kind of just half of the coin, if you will. The other half is that, you know, once you identify what is the best product and services or the upselling opportunity, then you need to engage and you need to communicate to the customer. So you can use traditional channel, like, you know, offering, sending a mail to, or an email or a traditional mail to a member with an offer, or you can have more reactive, up-to-date and, you know, immediate way of communicating with a member. So we believe that Kailera and their kind of communication as a service platform really kind of fill the gap and help us to help the credit union and Trellance to provide more up-to-date and, you know, real-time opportunity for the members.
Let me add a couple of things to this.
Yeah, go ahead, Falco.
So in some way, I think the idea is also to create an ecosystem of, like, companies concentrated on their core business. So Trellance is creating this platform where you can eventually plug in different partners that are, like, concentrated on their core business, in this case, communication. And you don't need to reinvent the wheel. You can just create all this interconnected network of companies. They are great in what they're doing, and they're easily connected to offer their services to the credit unions. And today we're working with probably a lot of, like, enterprise, and probably we're, like, the one working the most with banks and financial institutions. And we have a lot of history with that. In some way, when I had the first conversation, I was, like, thinking, wow, this is, like, a great opportunity to, like, put this together and eventually start building upon this platform.
And Paolo, I mean, and speaking of that, let's get to the customer benefit message here. How does it benefit credit unions? If you can share an example or two of the benefits.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there are, like, multiple type of example of how kind of M360 and the analysis of data together coupled with Kailera kind of communication platform can benefit credit union and the member. So one simple use case is you're using your credit card, you know, credit or debit card to do transactions. Then, you know, if we can trigger Kailera, Kailera can send you notification about the transaction. So you essentially you have visibility, real-time visibility, and nobody else is actually using your credit card and generating transaction that would be potentially fraudulent transaction. So that's one potential use case. Other use cases, more customer experience type of use cases, is that you file for an application for a mortgage application with a credit union, and then you're kind of wondering where you are in the process, because this kind of can take, like, a few days to be reviewed and approved. So if we integrate our kind of engine with Kailera engine, we'll be able to send notification every time there is, like, a change in status of the loan application. The end user, the member in this case, will be receiving an update and, will know, where the process is on the loan application. So that's kind of another possible scenario. But there is, upselling, as Velko was saying, there is upselling, cross-selling opportunities. So during the onboarding period, the initial member onboarding period, it's very important to kind of understand, the member experience, and also propose some potential product and services that can be appealing to that specific member. So we can couple this kind of capability that we have in our platform with Kailera, and so we can send offer and promotion and notification to the user using, like, more kind of innovative channels like SMS, or can be a WhatsApp, or can be a WeChat, or other kind of messaging option. So the credit union doesn't need to invest in customer integration with all these over the air OTT players like WhatsApp or Facebook Facebook messaging and so on, they can just rely on M360 for the analysis of the data, and then Kaleyra engine will be essentially translating the message across the different messaging technologies. So it's kind of one way to simplify the overall end-to-end experience for the member, as well as one way to simplify the credit union experience across technologies. Because, you know, there are a lot of technologies out in the market, a lot of integration are required to really provide a seamless, experience for the credit union member.
And that's what we're looking for sure, for sure. And Velko, I'm going to come to you with this one. What are some goals that you guys have for this? Maybe it's a question for both of you guys. Is what are some goals you guys want to achieve here? Obviously, making it much, much easier for the member and the credit union, the communication, bridging that gap that we were talking about, filling the gap here. So from your perspective, what are some goals that you guys want to achieve?
Well, there are multiple goals that you can achieve. The underlying thing is we're trying to pair communication with like customer experience. So transparency and communication are going to help customers first understanding better like the products they're using, having more trust in the system, because when you conduct a transaction and you get a message about your transaction, you're more confident then things are like under control. We're going to add also like more satisfaction. So for example, Gartner is saying that low effort channel drive 94% satisfaction versus high effort channel, like calling a call center and staying on the phone for 20 minutes to understand and explain what you need to the customer representative. So there are some things that you can solve in a matter of minutes, probably seconds, sending a message. And the other part that could be achieved is like urgency. So an SMS for something urgent, the open rate is 98% versus a 20% email.
So if you
have something urgent that you want to communicate to your customers, send an SMS, send a WhatsApp. And that's like a triggering action more than anything else. So it could be more satisfaction for customers, like less effort from them on like understanding and getting all this information, and could be also saving money for the credit unions in terms of like serving these customers. They are not like calling the call center, but also achieving better results in terms of like reaching out more proactively on like new offers and understanding them more and, you know, go together with them along the journey of their life cycle.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Paolo, I'm going to get your perspective too on some goals.
I think Velko said it all. I mean, this is all values that we can deliver through the partnership to the credit unions. I mean, from a talent perspective, I mean, our goal is to make sure that we help credit union to go through the digital transformation. So I think it's like, you know, having a very powerful data analytics platform is, as I said, you know, one important, you know, starting point, but then engaging, you know, the member through the new digital channel is another very important element. So for us, you know, we want to enable the credit union to be digital as much as possible to improve the experience, reduce cost, and be more effective. So, you know, they can compete with the big guys that are definitely leveraging these channels very much.
Love this stuff. And last question for you, Paolo, is where can folks find out more about this? Can they just go to Trollen's website and check it out, or give you a call, or what's some steps?
Yeah, they can definitely give us a call. That's for sure. But they can find more information about the partnership on the, we actually released a press release a week ago, and then on the Trollen's website, as well as on the Kaleyra website. Okay. The more information will come in the next few weeks. We start kind of implementing this integrated offering with some first customers.
Oh, awesome, awesome, awesome.
Email, SMS, WhatsApp, whatever.
Whatever. Snail mail. We'll get it to you any way we can. No, good job, no guys. Snail. No, we don't want that anymore. All right. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to work. Appreciate the time. This was a fantastic partnership and a great solution for credit unions for sure. And we'll put all the links in the show notes so people can get right to it and check it out as well. If they have any questions, we'll give you a shout and all that good stuff. So thank you so much, gentlemen. Appreciate the time and congrats again on hosting a very successful in-person conference there, Paolo. So well done.
Right, thank you. Thank you, Mike. See you next time. See you here.
That's right. I will be there. Definitely for sure. All right, guys. All right. I'll let you get going.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Well done, guys. Well done.